The scrum started on just a Friday at lunch at Glendenning. We made a plan to do this race around the water. It was going to just be a handful of people, and then Ray showed up, and he thought it was a great idea, and he started enlisting everybody. He's like, you're racing. It's funny because in the lead up to the first scrum, having never done it before, no one knew exactly what it was going to be like. And even the name scrum, there was a notion that it was going to be sort of a wrestling match and people pushing each other out of the way and that sort of thing. And then the moment the first heat went off, it became clear, oh, this is athletes. Athletes are going to win this.
You know, the idea when you have to tell someone like you had to be there, I don't even know where to begin to tell you all you missed because you weren't a part of this thing. That says so much. I think that's true about a lot of things about Bridgewater. It was definitely true with the scrum. If you're explaining something that like your company, your team, your community loves to an outsider and they're giving you this look that, you know, that like they can't understand why that's fun or why that's cool, then I think you got it.
1 year from now, 5 years from now, will we think of Bridgewater as being, quote unquote, more normal? Is that one of your goals?
No, not at all. I think it's crazy to be normal.